Welcome to the Better Call Connie podcast. I'm your host and psychic from the block, serving you hot chisme and the bitch slap you've been waiting on. Here you're gonna laugh, learn, transform, and get your life together. All right, so here we go. All right, welcome back, everybody. I never know how to actually start these. It's just kind of awkward. It's kind of like the Zoom meeting ending where you're like, all right, well, see you later. And you have like, you don't know when to end the meeting or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of like that for me when it comes to podcast stuff. I love doing this. This is like my favorite part. The only thing that brings me hesitation when I do podcasts is like, am I giving value and am I telling the story in a way that is relatable? And at the end of the day, is it boring? I just have so much to tell you and share with you that I just get excited and I'm like, what make sure I don't miss anything. And anyway, I'm in my room today. I'm recording. It's evening on a very hot California evening. And this summer really did come for us, I think. And it's the middle of August as I record this. And I was trying to think about what I was going to talk about next. And I try not to do too much prepping, because if I prep too much for my episodes, I feel like it's not as authentic. And I like to just channel my message through. And if it lands, perfect. It was meant for you to listen to this. If not, it's okay too. But you probably know somebody who could use this information. So today, I'm going to talk about a topic that isn't very much talked about, I don't think. I posed a question in my Facebook audience last week, and it was around performative recovery versus actual recovery. And maybe I wasn't as specific, but it's really around, and I would say only people who have been doing self-development, personal development. And if you're more on the spiritual woo-woo side, you would be saying things like dark night of the soul or ego death. There's so many things that we would say in lieu of what's actually happening. It's transformation at the end of the day. And so let's get into the tea. Let's talk about it. So I was introduced into the personal self-development world, I would say September of 2013. Yeah. It's been a minute. Oh my God, it's been 10 years. Okay. And when I first got into it, there's a lot of different schools, by the way, that do like personal development stuff. And a lot of them are great. Others, not so great. I've spent some time in so many different companies, but I think, I'm not sure, you can't quote me on this, but like, I believe that LifeSpring is like the pinnacle of this training. And it's interesting because when you get introduced into these classes, you start to see the world in a whole different light. And for those of you who understand what personal development is, and the majority of you who are listening to me, if you're here, it's because you're on a personal journey. You're on your own transformation, your own spiritual journey. Hey, y'all. Just wanted to pop in really quick to say thank you for being part of the show. And I wanted to remind you that you can book your reading now in the show notes. Find a date and time that works for you and viola. All set. I can't wait to do a reading with you. Okay, that's all for now. Back to the show. And so I went to different schools like Landmark. You probably heard of Landmark. This is not a plug, by the way. LifeSpring, there is Discovery, there's MITT, a bunch of these schools. And I feel like, one, you can get really addicted to going to these classes because you really do get put on the line for your life. You get to see a very deep reflection of where you're standing in life. And it's almost so starking because you can't really hide. And there's trainers and people who are trained to help you discover deeper parts of yourself that maybe you couldn't see with a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, maybe. And so it gives this deeper inside of your spirit. And I feel like what happens a lot, this is definitely something that I picked up right away, is that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I feel like a lot of people were herded into these classes because for whatever reason, they needed some support and they were going through some mental challenges, or maybe they were going through divorces, career changes, depression, weight gain, weight loss, like just all kinds of shit. And you get put in a room and it's a classroom setting and you're confronted. You're confronted with yourself and you get to see people in their most raw and vulnerable states. For myself, when I walked in there, I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And I felt like on one end, that was a good thing because I needed a shock or a jolt, but I also felt like it was a big mirror, a big reflection of how I was showing up in the world. And one of the things that we won't get into me right now in this moment, but I just want to kind of give understanding of what personal development could look like. Other people actually hire life coaches, mentors, things like that. You can get books. You can do journal prompts. You can do online courses. Like there's all kinds of ways in which you can actually help yourself. There's self-study. There's, you know, it can range all the way to like really premium Tony Robbins type of trainings. And so what ends up happening is two things. One, you end up being in a position where you can tell people who are on overdrive and people who underperform under pressure. And you can tell so many things about yourself and so many things of other people. And it's so crazy because you get such a rush out of being helpful, useful, maybe even achievement-wise. And it can get very interesting. And so this is what I'm talking about when it comes to like being in a classroom setting for, I noticed that like people go into two different directions. One, they use the words that the trainers use, but they have no experience and they start trying to coach other people and take a very overly helpful way to support other people that are involved in the classroom. And usually it's the overperformers that are trying to, people who are underwhelmed or they're not performing as high, they are trying to push them to be better. And so you could see the clear difference between the two. And what ends up happening is people tend to weaponize some of these statements and they become performative and they put on a show for everybody else. They look like they have their shit together. They look like they're the star player. And so my question today is posing to you, if you're on a self-development journey or you're in self-discovery, are you performing your transformation? Or are you really doing the work? And this has happened for me where I wanted to accelerate my healing because I had such a interesting past, which I talked about in the last few episodes, where I go into detail of some of the things that I've experienced, not all my experiences, but I wanted to be so far away from my life when I was growing up that I often performed and faked my achievement, that I was all healed and all better. My traumas were gone and nothing could hold me back. And I would say the last few years, I've really learned to integrate some more of the things that I learned back then. And what happens is maybe this is a call out for you. Maybe you haven't been honest with yourself. Maybe you haven't really fully went into Pandora's box, or you haven't fully dived into What are the issues that are stopping you from being the best version of yourself? And that can be really confronting, especially if there's a lot of triggers around significance and wanting to be the best of the best and being competitive and being well known for your achievements, especially if you're on like online and you're on social media. And there's always this constant reel of like highlights, and it almost looks like people live this perfect life. But rarely do people post the shit that they're really going through, the real, okay? And so what happens is, in an effort to appear a certain way, and especially if you're running a company online, you try not to dip too much into the personal, because obviously if you're running a company, a service company, or any type of company, you don't want to tarnish your brand or what you're doing. And sometimes in the name of vulnerability, you can affect your brand. And so a lot of times there's no real outlets. And so things start to fall off behind the scenes. And sometimes people get trapped in their own B-roll. They don't know how to say like, hey, I'm going through it, or I'm going through a depression, even though I'm a, you know, this seven-figure this, I'm a successful person, I'm a fitness coach, I'm a mindset coach, I'm a life coach. These are just coming up for me. I'm an accountant, I'm a financial advisor, I'm a real estate agent. And what happens is we get too stuck on the identities in which we have embodied to make us feel like we can't be outside of that, and that the vulnerability doesn't belong. And so we get trapped in these things. And so we start learning, and maybe perhaps even going back to old coping mechanisms. And with wanting to appear a certain way, we start drowning. There's people who are saying that they're so ultra successful and their life is amazing. And then behind the scenes, they're telling people, oh, I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay my car. I don't know how I'm gonna have lunch next week. And it just leaves no room for humanity and getting it right and things like that. So, and it can get very addicting to stay performative, because sometimes I feel like fake it till you make it. I think people just start to believe their lie, and it just takes away from authenticity. And I'm telling you right now that 2023 and beyond, people are looking for more authenticity. No longer are they here to gawk over influencers. And arguably, influencers are a lot more powerful now, I'd say, than celebrities. There seems to be a change and a shift in that. And so everybody wants to become an influencer. Everybody wants to be on the spotlight. But nobody knows what it takes to run that behind-the-scenes situation. And so in order to have that success, it's really about your emotional well-being. Because you can have financial success and be absolutely miserable. I've been there. I'm raising my hand right now. And I have been, quote unquote, in a comfort zone and felt like that wasn't all too bad. And inside, I was still dealing with triggers that I didn't understand the answer to them. And so living in a comfort zone and removing the mask of fake it till you make it is dangerous. And whoever is selling that to you should not be working in that field, because what ends up happening is you have to compensate and maintain these things. And in this industry that I know so well about, and that's why I'm talking about it, is because I've been a part of this online space for a while now. I can tell you that it is scary to experience these things and not know who is really there for you. And so I'm having this open discussion because I feel like a lot of people just want to let go of the facade. They want to let go of everything is so perfect. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, really, is because I want to open the door to authentic conversation, to realness. And I'm giving out permission slips to those of you who feel like if you don't let go of this image, arguably if you hold on to this mask, whatever mask this is, you know exactly what mask it is. That's going to take you out, you know? It's going to take you out. It's going to burn you out. It's going to, you know, it could do a number of things. And as someone who wore so many masks and tried to embody all the perfect things, it does come at a price. And so when people come to see me and they're working with me, it's so interesting because on one end, like, of course, I love crystals and I love all the woo-woo stuff. And I own cool stuff like that at home. And there's another part of me that's like, I really don't hang out with a lot of spiritual people because I'm just super real with people. I don't need to get into the antics of things. I just very direct. People come to me when they're here to hear the absolute truth. No holds barred. Like, literally, you come because you know. You come to see me because A, you're tired of holding up the images or the masks that you're wearing, and you want to dive deeper. You want to know which way to go. You want to find out what's the identity that you've been holding on to that you no longer want to hold on to. People come to me when their whole life falls apart and makes no sense, and they're having to rebuild it from the ground up. And sometimes, and I'm thinking about that on the tarot deck, I think about the tower. The tower card really depicts like everything just falling away. And for one, I can tell you this for right now, any person that denies the tarot card of the tower and you resist it and you try to stay in your comfort zone, it's only going to hurt a lot longer. It's only going to take forever to get to where you need to go to next, the next chapter of your life. And so that resistance needs to be worked through. People like to talk to me about things because sometimes it's so confusing and so is so much emotionally that sometimes people cannot express themselves from the level of emotion that comes up. And thankfully, the gifts that I have help people because I'm very good at listening to what you cannot say. And so I piece things together even though you're not telling me verbatim. And so that's what makes it really magical, is to work with somebody who has that fine attunement to the soul. And my favorite thing in the world is to, you know, help you from where you're at and put you back into the stream again, into the stream of life, into that flow. And only once you admit that you are in a position. A lot of times people don't want to admit or ask for help because it makes them look weak. But on the contrary, as you might have heard, it's actually strong and it shows strength when you ask for help. And so I love to dive in with people and do a full reading with them. And I love to have them record it because clients come to see me quarterly, every 6 months, or, you know, every year at least. Because what we like to do is we do a look back. I've had a couple clients where I've actually predicted certain things and then they come back and they're like, wow, this actually happened. So if you're that person that has been sitting on the fence about who do I trust? How do I get help? How can I get a deep insight into my life? How can I navigate such insane waters? How do I get that support? I'm definitely here to support you through that. And I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. So just throwing that out there. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It's not for the faint of heart, you know, especially because, and I'm not comparing myself. I know that there's excellent psychics out there, but I would say there's a lot that are not. And they can't get to the depths that people really, really desire and need. And so if you've been feeling the pull and the call If you've seen me wherever, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and you are hearing this message, it's definitely time for you to get that spiritual tune-up, as I like to call it. Everybody has to have that little pit stop every now and then to make sure that you're on the path that you need for yourself, exactly. Getting vulnerable and getting real with yourself and allowing for other people to see you and your full authenticity, because only then will people even be able to get close to you. So shout out to you guys for doing the work and for trusting yourself and for allowing, for knowing that you're at the right place at the right time. Always, always never think that you're behind. There's always a reason why things turn out the way that they do. All right, well, that's all I have for today, and we'll see you on the next one. I know, dude, the episode ended, but hey, I'll be back. But don't forget to like and subscribe and give me a 5-star rating. See you on the next one.